All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
I learned friendship plays ass on.
I learned that the pandemic ain't going to end anytime soon. People are still nasty. There's people, and I guess this is the world. There's going to be a sector of people that are doing the right thing and doing what they can to try to help everybody else. And there's going to be a section of people that go, I don't give a fuck about nobody else. It's about me, and I'm going to do what I want to do. Can't nobody tell me what the fuck I want to do. And they all go to Walmart. So if you don't want to interact with these people, don't go to Walmart no more, y'all. That's what I'm saying. I ain't fucking with Walmart no more. That's what I learned.
I doubt that you
ever, after pandemic.
I doubt that you're not going to ever go to Walmart again. I think you probably
ever hear what I said. It. I might go to the lube or an oil thing where I can just park over there in that section. But as far as interacting with the common Walmart worker / consumer, yeah. I'm not fucking with them people no more.
J Mac, I'm gonna tell you something, J Mac. Hey, you might want. Hey, look, I'm learning, man. During this fucking pandemic, nigga, I ain't going in a black neighborhood, nigga. If you want some grocery, nigga, go in the rich folk neighborhood. They ain't panicking like that, nigga. They stores is packed with shit. I'm telling you, man. I went back in the goddamn store. I'm like, these niggas ain't got no breakfast sauce, nigga. Nothing in this bitch. It's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, man. I learned that the you could pretty much say anything. I think that we're easily controllable. I think that this is what is I've learned is that they said a couple of things about people getting sick and dying, and they pushed us like a fucking big old herd of cattle wherever the fuck they wanted to. They just been moving us here and left and right, and we have no choice. This is it. We just got to do what we got to do. As sheep, you know what I mean? I mean, as cattle, you just got to fucking follow the herd. You don't got no choice, man.
You got a choice, Jim, man. You got a choice.
Go ahead, man.
You don't. So if you don't want to, if your job say you can't come to work, what the fuck you going to do?
Well, you can't choose that.
You gotta be able to find a job that you can work from home, nigga.
Oh, no, that's going to change, right? I think everybody in the future is going to be looking for, you know, pandemic-proof jobs. You know what I mean? Something that if some shit like this happens again, I don't want to be fucking laid off. I don't want to be fucking not worrying about whether I'm going to get a paycheck. I need something that can work from home. That's going to be the future.
In the IT field, J-Mac, they always talk about the backup doing disaster recovery, nigga. They add that pandemic recovery into that shit too, nigga, because, hey, the way we know business today is about to fucking change. It's already changing.
It is. You know it's already changing.
We learned that that French Reggie is now never allowed back into the People's Republic of China.
Yes. And that's a God. Ain't nothing but God.
Yeah, that, you know I mean? Cause I'm glad. See, God,
Reggie couldn't help himself. You know, sometimes God got to step in. You know, you out there trying to do what you think is best, and God is like, look, hold up, I'm going to take care of you because you fucking shit up. You about to fuck shit up.
Yeah, I don't agree with none of that God shit, but I am super glad that that whatever happened, because French Reggie was not seeing clearly. I know that he was like, hey, man, he was like those spring breakers in Miami. He's like, you know what I'm saying? We've been planning this shit for 7 months. They're not going to stop us from partying. Fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, then they shut that shit down, too. Those cops was beating their little young people's asses down there. And that's what happened in China. They just beat French Reggie's ass. Like, no, nigga, you are not bringing your stupid ass back to China. To get fucking
all the motherfuckers.
That nigga wanted to get them LeBron shoes. He wanted to get them LeBron shoes. He left over there.
So are they going to ship your stuff back to you, Reg?
I don't even know, man.
What?
Nah, that's what it's supposed to be. Know.
So have you talked to anybody who works at the school?
Do you want shit from China right now?
I would want my stuff back.
Man, you can wash that stuff.
Yeah, you can wash them, but I mean, even if I don't get them back, that's okay. I just perfect time to buy a new set of wardrobe.
I'm gonna tell you how you can come up. This is what you do: put some insurance on your shit, have that shit mail back. Tell them that shit got lost in the mail, my nigga, and you ain't never received it, and they'll pay you for that shit. Fuck that! Don't even get that shit, dog. Chalk it up. You got insurance on your sneakers anyway.
So has the school stopped talking to you? Because it seems like you don't even have contact with anybody anymore.
No, I talked to the school. I talked to the school with no problem. But the school even don't know what to do because like they got to listen to the government. So whatever the government tells them,
but they can't ship it. The government told them don't ship this nigga his stuff.
Yeah, but they don't know if they're ready done with me yet. That's the thing. They don't want to ship me my stuff if because they're not ready to let me go. It's just
they can't quit you like that.
Fuck,
that's the thing.
I don't foresee the government changing their mind and flip flopping very soon. If they do, Jay Smooth muted everybody. Hold on a second, guys. Jay Smooth muted everybody like an asshole. Let me go over to the left side and unmute yourself. Can you guys hear that now? Jay Smooth muted everybody.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. He's still muted too. He muted himself too. No, like don't
tell. Be honest. Why did you tell him? Why? You should have just let him finish the whole show on mute, my nigga.
Can you hear me, Jay Matt? Hey, look. Yeah. Hey,
I just want to go now. Be honest. We had it and you fucked it up.
Look, I saw that shit said mute all. I say, is that for all of us or just me? I thought it was mute all of my shit. So I hit mute. My bad, y'all.
Thanks, Smooth. So anyway, Friends Reggie, though, I think this is a gift in disguise. If you can get your stuff back, man, great. If not, man, go ahead and start looking for another job, dude. Because and what's sad, though, is, of course, that the country is kind of in turmoil right now. So it's going to be difficult to find a job. You're still muted, Reggie. So look over on your phone and see if you can unmute yourself. But
can you hear me?
Thank you, Jay Smooth. Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Yeah. Right now, what sucks for me right now is because I do work in the sports field and every sport thing is closed. Like, I can't even look for a job right now. That's the sucky part.
Yeah. But you're still eligible for unemployment, probably. I don't know how that works, though. If you worked in China, I don't even know if you
can. Because I was in the other country. Wow. I don't know if I can, because even when I had to do my taxes, I had to fill out this form to show them that I made money over there. So I don't even think I can even get this money, that $1,200 they want to send, because I was over there. Because when they see my tax
return, I'm
American citizen.
You got to make over a certain amount, don't you?
I don't make $75,000, though.
What if they tell you that the only way if you go back to Haiti?
I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
What if the only way you can make money is if you just go back to Haiti? We got a job for you in Haiti.
I can do that, though. Yeah. I can do that. Because I lived in Haiti already, so it's like I know what that lifestyle is. So it's like I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not want to, but I could do it.
You're gonna have to do something about the diaper business, man. You're gonna have to push that full steam ahead with the diaper business over there in Africa and get them diaper shipped, my nigga, so you start making money.
Corona kids still need diapers.
That's what I'm working on now.
And not to mention that the corona ain't over there, so if you you probably safer than you are over here.
In Africa or in China?
In Africa. No, nigga, not in China.
Oh, yeah.
French Reggie, look into the camera, okay? I'm going to turn my eyes to you. Are you ready? You cannot take your black ass back to China. You are banned. Stop saying China. It's over, my nigga. You will not go back to the People's Republic of China. Shang Dang, Shang Dong, Ding Dong, Xing King. You can't go to none of that shit, nigga. You are no longer allowed in the fucking country of China. So now that we've gotten past
this,
that
temporarily.
No,
this
nigga.
Temporarily.
Ain't temporarily. No temporarily, man. No, they didn't. Nigga, you are not going back to China. Stop it. Just go and let that dream go. It's not going to happen. Your baby is going to be there. It's going to grow up without a dad.
Without a dad.
Hey, the chick with the tiger tattoo. She's just going to raise y'all a little one by herself, my nigga.
Little Reggie Lee. He gonna have some fucking... He's going to grow without a dad all angry. In America.
It'll be a
my
good story.
My American dad.
It'll be a good story when he comes to America.
My American Haitian dad.
Once I read that message, I was thinking, like, what if, like, China doesn't allow any other foreigners to ever come to that country again? I was like, I'm one of the last foreigners to ever see China. Maybe. I was like, that was crazy.
Maybe. And they tried to give you that shit, too, and send you back over here as a fucking weapon of war.
Yeah,
Chinese chlamydia.
You might have been patient zero for real. You brought that shit to America because you think about it. You came back and then
Atlanta's a hotbed. Yeah.
And that shit changed. As soon as you got back and got situated.
And we all got sick on the show.
Yep.
We all got fucking sick. Every last one of us got sick.
They weaponized
you. When did you get sick, Smooth?
Huh?
When did you get sick, Smooth? I don't remember you getting sick.
I got sick out of the motherfucker being honest with J Mac. Nigga, I was sick. I did.
All right, y'all. We'll catch y'all next week.